A Jewish Journal article. NY Orthodox Jewish man attacked in the head. A 26-year-old Orthodox Jewish man was attacked in the head on January 2 in the Brooklyn area of New York City, the Allgemeiner reported. A spokesperson from the New York City Police Department, NYPD, told the Journal that two assailants followed the victim, chasing him before hitting him with an unknown object, causing a head laceration. The assailants fled in a black sedan and the victim went to an urgent care. Williamsburg News tweeted that the victim was attacked with sticks to the head. The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is currently investigating the matter. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, tweeted that the attack horrified her. Every New Yorker should be able to live in our state without fear of hate or violence, she wrote, adding that state police would be assisting the NYPD in the investigation. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez similarly condemned the attack as a despicable act of violence, tweeting that his hate crimes bureau is working closely with at NYPD hate crimes to find the perpetrators. Anti-Defamation League New York, New Jersey Regional Director Scott Richmond said in a statement to the Journal, "We are deeply troubled by yet another apparent unprovoked attack on a Jewish individual in New York. This time, a brutal violent assault on a Hasidic man in Williamsburg. We are monitoring this case closely and welcome the investigation by the NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force. If deemed bias motivated, this would be the seventh anti-Semitic attack in almost as many weeks on a Jewish person in Brooklyn. This trend is unacceptable. Everyone must speak up and demand an end to this hatred. We cannot allow anti-Semitism to become normalized."